Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMighty.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. With the start of summer and the long holiday weekend coming, there are tons of events going on in Toronto. Downtown streets will be closed today as a million people show up for the Pride Day Parade, and it's also the start of the Italian Contemporary Film Festival at the Distillery District. So, with a hot summer looming, along with an early deadline, I'm reviewing just one movie this week. Something about an AI robot who wants to destroy the world. Megan 2.0, co-written and directed by Gerard Johnstone. Gemma, played by Allison Williams, is a genius roboticist who lives with her niece Katie, played by Violet McGraw, in a smart house in San Francisco. From an ice dispenser to a Murphy bed, everything in the house anticipates their every need. They move there after a toy Gemma made for Katie, an AI-powered doll known as Megan, went terribly wrong. She quit her job at the toy company, destroyed the prototype, and devoted her time to writing a book about what happens and the dangers of artificial intelligence. Katie terribly misses her killer doll friend and is now even more alienated from her adopted mom, so she takes out her frustrations by practicing Taekwondo. But one day, their house is invaded by a gang of paramilitary soldiers who attempt to take them captive. Were they sent by a rival scientist trying to steal Gemma's work? No. They're government agents who accuse her of working for enemy aliens to take down America. You see, a lethal weapon they developed, which takes the form of a single indestructible AI killer robot named Amelia, played by Ivana Sakhno, has gone rogue, killing her creators and uncontrollable. And Amelia's algorithms can be traced back, of course, to Megan. So now it's up to Gemma and her co-workers, Tess and Cole, played by Jen Van Epps and Brian Jordan, to decide, should they resurrect Megan, the only thing capable of destroying Amelia, or would that be too risky? Okay, Megan 2.0 is a sequel to the smash hit Megan 2 years back. But while the original was a tight and simple dark comedy about best friend killer robot doll, Megan 2.0 is an expansive, sprawling mess. The focus has moved from a junior high school kid and her adopted mom to something much bigger, including a sleazy tech bro oligarch trying to win Gemma's affections and algorithms, played by Jemaine Clement, and a gentle anti-AI activist who Gemma might be dating, played by Aristotle Athari. Then there's all the computer gobbledygook that's supposed to explain it all, but actually makes it more confusing, and a whole bunch of other plot lines that I've already forgotten about. Luckily, and this is no spoiler, Megan does come back, because that's why you want to see this movie, in a number of forms, including as a 2-foot-tall Teletubby with paddles for hands. Many scenes are still hilarious, though without the evil streak running through the original. So while not as satisfying as the first Megan movie, this dumbed-down version is still fast-moving and funny enough to keep you interested on a hot summer's day. Megan 2.0 opens this weekend in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM out of my website, culturalmining.com.